What's up, man?
Welcome back, everyone. How is everybody doing? Yeah?
Chilling. Good. Good. Yeah.
Being. Nope. All right.
Nursing.
Okay. Welcome back to the Verified Thoughts pod. We have the whole crew here. Damn, we didn't intro us last week.
Last episode? Yeah. You were supposed to do it in Spanish.
You're right. Oh, well. We have the whole crew here today. We have Summer.
Summer Breeze.
Louis.
Ellie.
Me.
The homie.
And Chumasco Sauce. What should we put for him?
I was looking into getting a sound of a chuma because he told me that I was an animal, but...
Ooh. What?
I didn't tell you that was an animal.
You told me that it was an animal.
I did not say that.
Are you being stereotypical right now?
No, I swear. I asked him, like, what does chuma mean?
I'm an animal.
Maybe that's what he meant. Yeah.
I think that's
you
what
you said. It was an animal, and then you showed me a picture of this cat.
The fuck!
It was like this. It looked like a fucking.
Were you drunk, Chuma?
Maybe I was blacked out. I don't know.
You were pretty sober. I think you were sober.
Babe, when was this?
This is like one of the first times that I met him. He was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "What does Chuma mean?" And he was like, "Oh, it's like this big, like this jungle cat."
Big cat.
And I was like, oh. And hole. I googled it and everything.
Hole.
And I was like, I can't find the sound of this fucking animal. Like, what animal is this?
I don't remember this.
Damn.
So what is it again?
You just lied to her in her first interaction.
So it's not an animal.
No, it's my first name is Jesus. Jesus is a Chuis. My middle name is Armando. Mm. Jesus Armando Chumando. Mm. Chuma. That's the best way I can explain it. And my dad's brother. That passed away whenever they were little.
R.I.P.
His name was Chuma. Mm. Chumando.
So you're like the second coming?
They say I look a lot like him. It's crazy. Like, I've seen pictures and I'm like, yeah, I kind of do look like
really?
This guy. Yeah.
You reincarnated.
I mean, it was my dad's brother. It was my uncle. So obviously I'm going to look a little bit like him. But every time I see my grandma, she's like.
Grandma's son.
She looks at me. She just thinks like, damn, like, you look so much like my deceased son. Like.
Your aunt's husband.
I feel like it's a burden on my shoulders that I have to live with. I'm like, damn, I'm not adapting.
You're over here being a piece of shit, not living up to the name.
Yeah, just being a piece of shit, not going to visit her.
Was he older or younger than your dad?
He was younger, I think.
Mm, damn, that sucks, losing a baby brother.
He drowned.
Damn.
In a lake.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why growing up, I always wanted to go with my friends to the lakes. They would never let me.
That sucks.
Yeah, supposedly, like, you know how on the bottom of lakes there's like
soot.
I don't know. There's like over there. I think like shit growing on the bottom, like some type of vegetation.
Like seaweed?
Yeah. I guess he got caught up in that, and like he tried to get out, and I don't know, some shit like that. That's the story, but I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Do you think they recovered the body?
I'm sure they did, but yeah, fucking. The first lake I went to, I was like, fuck, I was already like 15. I was old as shit. They still didn't want me to go. I was like, dude, I can swim. Like, I mean, then again, you never know. But
isn't that a stereotype that we're good swimmers?
Well, the Rio, just fucking crossing the...
Yeah, the Rio. Do you know how to swim?
Kind of, yeah. Not very good at it, but...
What parts?
In a pool.
Because like I can paddle
no
with
currents.
my hands.
I can do that, but I can't like just
I don't
float.
Do this.
I can't just float.
You don't really?
Okay.
I'm pretty buoyant.
I can swim underwater. I can't swim on the top.
I can swim underwater really? Too, yeah.
I can like pull myself, but I don't do the kicking thing to propel. Because I guess that works, but I don't do that.
Oh yeah, it helps.
It's like a propeller. You're propelling and pulling.
Mm.
That's how you go fast.
Yeah. Well, we are coming off Mother's Day, so I hope everybody spent some time with your mothers. If they're not here, then we keep you guys in our prayers because it sucks not having a mom. What'd you guys do for Mother's Day?
My mom don't live here, so
yeah.
I just called her, sent her some flowers.
I think I pretty much do the same thing. I just go visit her and
chop it up.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you give her gifts?
Maybe we'll buy a cake for her. No.
Really, a cake?
Yeah.
Maybe I should give my mom a cake next time.
Yeah. A bundt cake? Ooh, those are good.
Ooh, nothing bundt cake?
Those are so good.
What the hell's that?
Nothing bundt cake? You never heard of that?
Is that a brand?
It's a shop.
Are they here?
I'll bring one next time.
Damn.
They sell like little small ones for like $5. They're really...
Can they last like 8 hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Like out? Yeah, they should.
So I could like take it to my mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should,
I don't think we have one in Kansas.
No, yeah, they don't have that over there.
What's they're it fucking called? Good. Nothing but cake?
Nothing bunt cake.
What's the play on words on that?
I don't know what bunt means, to be honest.
It's a bunt cake. A bunt cake is like a cake. It's like rounded and it kind of has like a hole in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Then yeah. What, to like stick your thing in there? Sense.
Yeah, they use like the
cream?
The cream cheese. Or ooh. Not cream cheese.
Buttermilk.
Whipped cream, yeah.
Ooh. It's like buttermilk frosting.
Yeah. But it's damn. Really good.
That's
it's
the best really frosting. Good.
I like yeah. buttermilk donuts. You like buttermilk donuts? Never sometimes had that. Look like little crowns. Like a
crayons?
Crown.
A crown?
Crown.
Like coronation crown?
Yeah. They're oddly, they like if you see one, you'll see what I mean. But they're good. The cinnamon ones? Oof.
You never heard of a bunt cake, but you've heard of this fucking weird ass donut that nobody else has.
Oscar put me onto it because
Meyer Wiener?
Yeah. And we'd go and he's like, bro, these buttermilk cookies are good. I just can't. Or donuts. And they're made a little bit different than like a regular glazed donut.
I'm sure you've seen a bundt cake.
Yeah. I probably have.
I just don't know.
I've seen quite a few cakes in my day. Yeah. What's your favorite cake?
My favorite like flavor?
And cake, yeah.
Man. Anything that has actual strawberries in the middle.
Really?
I fucking love that.
I don't like that in cake. I fucking
love
that.
That's pretty good.
That shit gets you harder.
Tres leches with actual strawberry filling.
Really?
Oh my god!
Wait, actual strawberry filling or I got
that
strawberries?
I got that shit for my wedding. We're gonna eat some good cake that day.
Are you heavy into like frosting? Are you a frosting guy?
It depends. When it's cake like that, no. But nothing bundt cake. Oh man,
that's probably my favorite cake.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's
cake, probably my man. Favorite cake.
Frosting is fucking fire.
Didn't you just have that the other day? Nothing bundt cake. I saw it on Be Real, like Maria.
Maybe. Sometimes we go and we just buy the small ones.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I don't know if it, maybe it was that.
They're really good.
Chuma, what's your favorite cake?
I like the devil's food. Isn't that what it's called? Devil's
Why
food
did he
cake?
Look at me like I knew that?
Oh, no, you looked at me all weird as hell. So. Or like angel cake, is that what it's called?
I've heard of angel cake, yeah. But I
so
I don't
devil.
Know
is that is. The red one?
The red one, yeah.
And it has like chocolate filling?
I think it's just white, but it's red. Like white, like vanilla cake, like but it's red.
Oh. Red velvet is just
oh. Yeah, red chocolate. Velvet, yeah. Red velvet's good, too. Yeah.
It is good.
Ooh, banana bread. Like, if I could have a banana bread cake, that'd be fucking.
I like those people that go around and, like, ask for donations in exchange for a banana bread.
Yeah. Dude, I've had multiple people come up to me, and I never have money on me.
It would always happen
you
to the...
You live in Oak Cliff.
Yeah. That. Really?
It's usually for their church.
Yeah.
In exchange for cake?
For a little loaf of banana bread.
Banana bread?
Oh, yeah.
I love banana bread.
It's all wrapped up and shit.
No way.
I've never had that.
Go to Home Depot right here on Cockrell.
Really?
That's where it always happened to me.
What?
Or Walmart.
That's insane. Yeah. I've never. Yeah.
They come into my job.
Really?
You buy some?
Bread. I don't take the bread because I'm allergic to the bananas, but I donate. Yeah.
Save it.
You're allergic to the banana. Oh, because it's banana nut bread.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Save the bread for me next time. Stock me up on some bread.
Because he was like, are you sure you can just take it and give it to somebody? I was like,
that shit on some milk? I'd eat that loaf in like 10 minutes.
I think we've had it at a party once. The nothing bundt cake. If you see it, I'm sure you'll recognize it.
Still on it.
No, dude, I swear.
What about you, Summer? What's your favorite kind of cake?
I'm pretty plain. I don't. Strawberry or vanilla. Nothing else.
Just probably. Like a fluffy cake. Not like no tres leches or anything.
I like that, but.
Like what?
Fuck you.
Say
you
it.
Little bitch. Tres leches.
That's good.
Choco flan.
I like flan.
I don't like
flan. A little bit.
A choco flan, though. Have you had choco flan?
Is it just chocolate flan?
It's like it's half.
Half chocolate cake and then.
Oh, what? Like
half flan. Yeah. Yeah. My mom makes a mean ass one. It's fucking good.
My aunt is a cake maker, a baker.
A cake maker?
Yeah. She always makes cakes, bro. That's her little business. Like, she'll make it for quinceañeras. So
really?
She'll make the big ones and shit. Yeah.
Your aunt has hella cake?
Yeah. She does. Both of them.
Damn.
That's an influencer gig now. People just selling stuff that they make, and they come up with a little catchy name. Treats by Tiffany.
Oh, that's... I've seen them everywhere. I've never seen...
Yeah, like, they actually...
Tiff's Treats?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody get anything from there.
Really?
Yeah.
We'd go to them one time, sometimes.
That was what that place was?
Tiff's Treats, yeah.
Oh, that's what that was? I thought it was...
Oh, they have really good cookies.
They do have good cookies.
Yeah.
I forgot.
There's
when
one.
When we bought our house, a realtor sent us some.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a... a cookie place in Grandscape. Mm-hmm. Fuck, what's it called?
Is it
the bear one?
Oh yeah, that shit was really
where we
good.
Had the cookies and ice cream.
Yes,
Insomnia.
No, it's a play on words with the bear.
Unbearable cookies.
It was almost like if he was high too.
Marketing.
They're just ass unbearable.
I think I just made that up.
Just ass.
Bear ass cookies.
Bear ass cookies.
Bro, that'd be hard. I go to bear ass cookies.
It's not like the really fancy ones, is it?
I don't think so.
It was like you can get regular cookies, but then you could also get like a ice cream sandwich, mm-hmm. and you choose what kind of cookie you want it to be like the.
That does sound good.
Where is that bullshit at?
In Grinchgate?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. The Baked Bear.
The Baked Bear. They had nice merch, too.
Yeah. Bro, their cookies. The butter. That's what it was called? The butter cookie?
I think, that's the one that you got.
That's barely a cookie.
Dude, the butter cookies are insane, dude. They're so soft and gooey. Mm. God. They're a little expensive, though.
Have you ever gotten the brownies from Wingstop?
No.
I have, actually.
Those are fucking good.
They're really good.
And we went to a fucking Baked Bear to Wingstop
brownies. Brownies. No, those brownies, if you heat them up, god damn.
Really?
Yeah. I used to work there, so.
That's crazy that you met your girlfriend there.
Yeah.
Y'all met at Wingstop?
We worked there, yeah.
That's crazy.
He was saucing her up.
She saw me sauce on the wings. She's like, damn, he sauced up as far.
Like the way he tossed it in the.
So I don't want to get sauce. Tossed like that.
Damn.
That's how you toss them. You like hold the bowl and you go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you sauce them. I swear.
Do it again.
Like you hold the bowl and you go like that.
She saw that hand.
Yeah, she's like, shit. And the fries,
Oh man.
How are you seasoned?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Like, cause you grab it and you, I'd flip it and then put it upside down and just shake, put it back.
How many shakes? Three.
Honestly, the way you just pick up the fries too, I'd go. Like, it was a really nice flick of the wrist.
Were you proud, making those wings? Like, damn, I made these good ass.
I moved up fast. Within a month, they were promoting me to manager.
He had his own franchise. God damn, I couldn't talk right there. Would you have a Wingstop franchise?
Oh, I was being groomed. Groomed for a managerial position.
Chuma's a groomer.
I groom pets and Yorkies. That's a pet.
Who was I telling that you're a groomer?
Who are you telling this to? What the fuck?
You.
Who are you telling I was groomer to?
You remember? We were making fun of you for being a groomer. You're like, dude.
Wait, are you actually a groomer?
No. It's because my girlfriend's younger than me. That's why they're saying that. But she's not that
she's
much
like
younger
19.
Than me.
She's
19. She's 36.
No. Yeah, and he's 27.
I thought she was older than you.
No, she's 18. No, I'm saying she's.
How long you guys been dating?
Six years.
She's 22. 22. We're only 4 years apart. Yeah, it's not that big of a difference.
Wait, how old are you?
26.
He's right. Damn near 30.
Yeah, yeah. You guys.
He's at the round up point.
Yeah, like she can round down to 20. You round up to 30.
Nah, you got to round up to 25. You can't round down to 20.
She's 22. You round 22. Yeah. You round down to 20.
Nah, you round up to 25.
Damn.
Nah, that's you got
to. And
round
if you're
up
at 25,
I think that's a little unfair.
Then you might as well round up to 30. So technically, she's 30, and you're 32.
Well, me and Chuma are on the wrong side of 25.
Y'all are definitely 30.
I'm on the right side of life, baby. What are you talking about? I feel young as fuck.
Shit. I'm having a quarter life.
Are you guys working your 401k?
Hell yeah,
dude. I don't think I am. I'm kind of scared.
Got a fuck ton in there already.
Yeah.
Really? It's my dog. What about you?
I was putting in like 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I bumped it down because it was doing bad.
Mm. It has been doing bad in the last couple months. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not putting money in this.
Aren't we supposed to run out of money in June?
The government is
like as a country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to default on their debt, aren't they?
It's that, okay, their budget, you guys really want to get into this? Their budgeting is, they have to all agree on a budget by June, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, it's like how they say the government like is on pause.
Yeah.
So like government workers aren't getting paid supposedly.
To so they could give us money?
No, so government workers, it's all weird. It's a budgeting issue.
For, I don't. Yeah, it's because my aunt works for Social Security.
Shout out, Ani.
She gets affected by this every time they start talking about, oh, the government is going to shut down. And, like, from what I know, she basically, I don't think she gets paid. And then.
But do like, her bills and shit get dismissed or no?
No.
Damn.
They're not dismissing bills. Well, she just like, so happens
she's a government official. She's not getting paid.
She just so happens to be in a good position where I think she.
Just chilling.
She can be okay. Mm. But I think that's what happens.
I think some jobs, like, if they're not getting paid, they just don't even work.
That too. Because, yeah. Like, if I'm not getting paid, what the fuck am I showing up for?
I think they just don't even let you work.
I think I'll be good, like, if shit goes down, because we rely on rich people. And if you're rich, you're probably going to have fuck you money. So, I think I'm still going to have work.
Coca-Cola is never stopping. So
people. Yeah.
People still want pools.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll be okay, too, because the owner is pretty rich. I'll help you guys out, though.
The government's crazy. I need to talk to my job, man. Am I working my 401k? Because, damn.
You should know.
I don't. How would I know? Would it be on my pay stub?
They should tell. Yeah.
It's not. I don't see anything on my pay stub.
Probably not putting anything into it, then.
Fuck, I mean, even if you're not, you're still young enough. It's
I'm almost, like, your age.
What is that supposed to mean, man?
He's about running out of time.
Are you, like, 22? No, you're 23.
Four.
You're 24.
He just turned 24. That's right. Okay.
Aren't you barely legal?
Summer is. I'm a groomer, too.
No, I groomed you.
She
is. Are you older than him?
I'm older than
him. She's a cougar.
By how much?
Like 6 months. Yeah, like 6 months.
Would it be under federal withholding?
Homer's a victim.
No, it's under.
You're a victim.
It's under 401k. It should be. There should be a line.
Yeah, it should have its own line item.
Damn, I need to renegotiate my.
Do you guys even have a retirement, like, benefit?
I don't think so.
You have a retirement plan. But.
You could open one, like, on the side, like a Roth IRA.
I might have to.
Put money into it, yeah. It'll pay off in the long run.
I know, because, like, what if I, like.
I've been telling my brothers. They're, like, my brother's 20. He just turned 20.
Really?
I've been telling them, like.
Get on that.
Yeah, get on that shit.
The earlier you start, like, it's compounding interest. It gets. I don't know. The more you put in, the earlier it's.
Yeah.
I saw a video comparing, like, someone starting at 30 and someone starting at 20, and the difference is huge.
Millions, I bet.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I'm starting.
Well, it depends how much you put into.
If not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I'll start at 25.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Myself,
it's,
if you make it to 25.
Yeah. Damn. God willingly. Oh, damn, God. Summer.
That's why I don't subscribe to none of the, like, retirement plan and shit, because. That is already weird to me that we have to work to retire when we should just be like.
Well, not even that, but, like, if something bad happens, you can take that money out whenever you want.
Well, that's why I save my money.
You're going to have to pay taxes on it, but
you get taxed like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
So, like, if we pass and, like, my parents are going through my records to see, like, because they would go through my money records, right?
Whenever you. Make your account, you get to pick, like, a beneficiary in case you die.
Also.
So, yeah, they'll give all the money to also, yeah.
Legally,
so,
they
like,
have
what
to.
If I don't right now, right? Because let's say I just pass and I just have my money in my bank account. Do I have to make a paper for them to get access to it?
So they're going to be
able
to get
that.
It
because they're my parents?
I think somebody's going to be able to get access to that account.
So what if they start going through my statements and it's like, Pornhub Premium.
I mean, that's just
OnlyFans.
That's just a personal issue.
Lena the plug. And they're like, damn, he was wasting all this money on subscriptions.
Yeah. You're dead, so. Do you care? Yeah. What do you
do? Like, damn, he was horny.
No, that 401k really helped me when I got the house.
Oh, yeah?
Because they let you take money out specifically.
For housing?
For housing.
Is it true? Can I get a house on 0% down? Or zero down?
Zero down, but you're still going to have to pay, like, closing costs and. All this other bullshit.
Really?
You have to have mortgage insurance.
Yeah, and your monthly payment is going to be higher.
Can we talk about your mortgage and shit? Are you comfortable with that or no?
What the fuck? Why do we want to talk about
that? Because
I want a house. Yeah, I want a house. Yeah. But it's like, I pay $1,200 a month in rent. Mm-hmm. What's your mortgage?
I pay just a bit more than that.
Really? But you have a whole house.
Yeah.
And he's responsible for all maintenance.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I mean, Chuma's my
plumber.
And
I got to pay taxes on it every year.
Chuma fixed my toilet.
I'm still waiting to get paid.
So do you think it's worth it to have a house right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because you've been there a year, so you've done
I've been there a year.
The whole taxes, insurance, and all that. And is it pricey?
Yeah, it's pricey.
Did y'all buy before the market went up? Was it reasonably priced?
Yeah, that house was.
Yeah.
It was one of the cheapest ones we saw, and it was brand new.
Mm-hmm. And it's really nice inside.
Yeah.
It's fucking nice.
And we actually, it's funny because we saw that one on accident.
Damn, accident.
We were out with the realtor, like he was showing us houses.
Somebody still lived there?
And Maria saw one, and she was like, oh, let's go to this one. But she chose the wrong one.
Mm. Oh.
The one that we live at now is the one that she accidentally chose. Damn. We showed up and we were like, what the fuck? This isn't the house. and he was like, all right, well.
Were you supposed to be
at? I don't know. I think it was in the same area, to be honest. But the house we were going to go see, it was a lot more expensive.
And did that realtor have that house too? Like it was under, like he was selling it too? The mistake one?
Well, no, well, he's not selling them.
Like, how does that work? Like, oh, this is for sale. You guys want to go look at it?
He's just basically like...
you list it with the company.
He's like a third party.
He's like a third party, yeah.
Like a middleman?
Yeah,
like he'll talk to the people who's selling it?
Yeah. So, yeah, so we accidentally went to go see that one. And I asked him, like, well, how much is it? And he told us, and I was like, holy fuck. That's one of the cheapest ones that we've seen. And it's brand new, and it's fucking big.
Yeah, it is fucking
big. Like, right then and there, I told, like... And Maria and I were also looking for a house with a good-sized backyard and an open... open space concept. Yeah, and so like it was really weird, like it like ticked all the boxes, and we were like right then and there I think we were like, yeah, fuck it,
really,
let's just go get this one. Yeah,
damn, it's a crazy ass accomplishment, bro. Can you say how much you ended up closing, like
out of pocket?
Yeah,
like 13,000.
And did y'all split that? Like, babe, let's
go. Oh, yeah, halves. The 401k really helped us, yeah. Mm. And she had a lot of money saved.
Really?
Yeah. She's really good with money.
Dude, I'm not.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Oh, we're fucked.
Summer's good with money.
Yeah, I'm good with money because I don't like to spend it. That's my thing. I don't like spending my money. I just hoard it.
Fuck no.
Well, it's good.
I see a chicken wing spot. I'm like,
that's Chicken Express? Because then, like, you get to spend it on big stuff. Important stuff.
But that's the thing, I don't have any big stuff that I would, I mean, well, guess with the house now, that's kind of, that would be a big thing, but I planned on furnishing my house all with free stuff from Facebook Marketplace, so I didn't plan on really spending any money.
You're not really materialistic.
No, I don't really give a fuck.
No, I want a Gucci dog. No. Damn.
But no, like,
so I should at least have 13.
It's different for everyone, honestly, but
yeah,
that's kind of around. Yeah,
damn, I thought I could get something for zero.
No, but you can. Like, you say you pay $1,200 in rent.
Yeah, right?
That's how much we would pay if we didn't have the mortgage insurance. Yeah. And you only get mortgage insurance if you pay less than 20% down.
Mm-hmm. And what's the mortgage insurance for?
In case you default, it's on your
insurance on the mortgage.
Like if you end up not being able to play and you have to foreclose, that insurance is, so it's for the bank. It's not for you. It's for the bank.
It's for the bank. Yeah.
Damn. So you would you recommend paying at least 20%?
If you have it, yeah. But there's ways to get around it. I mean,
like scamming.
No, I mean, there's programs out there. Like, first time home buyers, you could pay.
And did you guys use that?
No. We used Maria's teacher program.
And that,
the government helped her.
And that was better benefits.
Yeah. He helped her with a lot.
Yeah. Okay, babe, become a teacher.
Fuck no. Hey. Fuck them kids.
Wait, so if we were both teachers, can we both use it on one house?
I mean, it would end up being the same thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But
so what if I use it to get a house and Summer uses it to get a house and then we rent the other house?
Yeah, you could do that.
We're not doing that.
Let's
not,
become teachers.
I will. No, are you trying to become a landlord?
Let's become moguls.
I think you have to live in the house for a certain amount of time. I think it's 2 years before you can rent
it. You just can't. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get this house.
And the specific program
they
that
won't
we're
know
in,
I'm going to rent it.
The program that we're in, we can't sell that house for 3 years.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I remember I told her, like, oh, like, the house value went up so much. Like, I'm sure we can get more for it now.
Really?
But with the program that we're in, that's one of the rules that you have to stay in it for 3 years.
Damn, you're 3 months in. You're like, sell.
I don't like all the rules that we have to.
I know. Just give me a house.
Well, that rule only applies because the government's helping you. Like, if you bring your own 20% down, you could do what the fuck you want with the house.
Did you look into buying land and building a house?
Yeah. Man. But land is here so is fucking expensive.
Unless you go out fucking way far as fuck.
That's why you need to do a DNA test so you can find out if you have family somewhere and they might have some land somewhere. That way.
That'd be sick.
You can just
take the
stumble upon that land.
But honestly, like, I recommend just talking to a realtor.
Yeah. Buy land in Mexico, build a house over there, fuck it.
Would you recommend your realtor to me?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah? You think he's a solid dude?
That first night, he explained everything to me. Like,
it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Damn. He opened your eyes?
Yeah.
Is he young?
Yeah, he's young. He went to school with Maria. He went to college with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so that's kind of college summer then?
Oh, he went to UNT?
Yeah, he went to UNT.
Cool. Our girl goes to UNT.
She goes to the Arlington one.
She goes to UTA.
Oh, she go to UTA. Okay. That's interesting.
I go to BMT.
I watch BET.
BLT. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said BMT.
I did say BMT.
Oh.
Does that mean something?
I thought you were going to say that it meant something.
Oh, no.
I did too. I was waiting for the...
I was waiting for you to explain the acronym, actually.
I was just trying to fit in.
I came up with one already.
What?
Big Mexican titties.
Oh, my God.
Damn,
you said BMT?
That's nice.
They do have some juggers.
The juggers.
I want to get a house, man, but... Is it worth it? Like, do I really want to settle down in that place? Especially, like you said, 3 years.
Well, like
you
I
know?
Said,
what if my job changes? Everybody. You know,
yeah,
that's too much, bro.
I'm comfortable where I'm at right now. I'm not pressured to buy a house.
Me neither. Yeah. Like right now, our fence is kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the rules of fencing, like if it faces you, it's your fence. You're responsible for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we only. Our side is only, like, the right side of the house and then, like, probably 10 feet of the back side. So it's just, like, an L.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we could replace it, but, I mean, it's still going to cost money.
Yeah.
And then I was telling my brother, because that's his wife's aunt.
Oh, really?
That owns that house.
Yeah.
That's why I got a deal on it.
My godmother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
No way. Yeah. What?
We're related.
Kind of.
We look like each other. But he was like telling me, he's like, fix the fence. I'm like, it's not my house. So, I mean, I don't think.
That's why you didn't fix the toilet, huh? You're going to have them go fix it.
No, Dan was going to fix it.
Yeah.
But I guess Chuma found the part. Where'd you find it?
Home Depot. It's just a lever. It's
just a lever. We're in the res. I was cutting the yard and Dan came back. He's like, dude, I fucked up. I was like, why? He's like, I broke the toilet. And he's like, I got to go to Home Depot. He's like, what if they don't even have it? So he was basically didn't want to go to waste his time. I was like, well, just look it up on Amazon. And he's like, all right. And then he ordered on Amazon because he thought it was going to be same day, it said. But it changed to tomorrow, to today. And I guess Chuma wouldn't go find it easy.
I knew exactly where it was at. That used to be my department. Plumbing.
You used to work at Home Depot?
Yeah.
Really?
The one I went to. Yeah.
You used to work at Home Depot here?
You're right there, dude. By your house.
Right there.
Right there.
Right.
I worked in plumbing.
No way.
I was a plumbing expert.
How long have you been living in Fort Worth?
Like, I'm about to hit 3 years.
Because the day that you went to my house for the first time,
mm-hmm.
Omar told me that was the first time he had seen you in so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is where we recouped.
Yeah.
You guys basically have known me the same amount of time.
That's crazy.
Dude,
you've known of me, but you didn't know me.
Yeah, like the last time I seen Chuma was my freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's insane to
and
me.
It was because they were bullying me into saying that we look alike and that we should
bullying you.
We should match for twin day.
Uh-huh. Did you guys match?
They made me walk up to him and I was like, you want to be twins? And he's like, okay. So I was like, what do you wear? I was like, what kind of clothes do you have? I was like, I got cargos. And he's like, yeah, I got cargos. I was like, do you have a white shirt? He's like, yeah, I got a white shirt. And boom. That was the next day, right?
I think so. It was that week. I know it was that week.
The spirit week?
Yeah.
So dumb.
We did look a lot more like each other back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had that picture saved, but I guess I deleted it. You had a Stussy shirt on.
We just both had sad eyes. That's how I would describe myself. I have sad eyes.
I don't think they look sad.
I don't know.
You're all self-conscious now.
I need glasses.
When do you think you're going to buy a house?
Didn't you just move in?
No timeline. I'm renting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm renting. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm not in any rush to have a house.
Have you ever regretted buying your house yet?
Yet.
No. No.
You just feel free. I can put a poster right there.
Y'all don't have an HOA, right?
No.
Oh, even better.
It's a lot of responsibility, to be honest.
A house?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm really stressed.
Right? At least it's a new house, so you don't even have to worry about like plumbing and shit like that.
Yeah, that is a good
thing. Foundation work.
Yeah, because that's scary.
Your house shifts.
Bro, this house is shifting, and it causes my parents to argue a lot.
Yeah, it's a headache.
The house is tearing us apart.
Yeah, this house is really tearing my parents apart because my dad is like, houses are going to get old. Like, that's what's supposed to happen. And my mom is like, well, we need to start working on fixing the house so in a couple of years we don't have to, like, be rushing to try to get stuff together. And my dad is like, the kids are probably going to own a house. It's their problem. Like, it's their fault. Like, it's going to be their problem to deal with whatever.
Yeah, and like, so my dad wants to leave to Mexico, like, next year.
Damn.
Like, he's done being here. Because his house is done. They go there every... Fuck, they'll leave to Mexico for, like, 6 months. Shit. And my dad just lives out there, but my mom hates it because she's far away from us. Mm. So, I don't know. I want him to leave me the house so I can sell it.
You're an asshole.
I would rent it. Or, yeah, because if my parents leave, I have no reason to go back there.
Would you, like, if your parents left and you had, like, no more ties to Ulysses, would you ever go back to Ulysses?
Fuck no.
You'll be completely done with Kansas.
That town would probably die off by the time I have kids and have a reason to move there.
Die off.
I thought about moving back. Garden's nice. I like it.
Garden's grimy.
Did you take summer?
I've never been
to Garden, no. No. We just went to Ulysses.
It's nice.
What would you describe Garden like? What's a city here that kind of resembles Garden?
It's too big to tell.
Honestly,
there's a lot of big, like, big subcities here, though.
Allen, McKinney.
Yeah. Like, is it kind of like that, or? Well, no.
The population's like 25,000, maybe, at the most.
Arlington?
No, Arlington's fucking huge, yeah.
So it's kind of like a...
It's hard because, like if you say Arlington, there's a shit ton of, like, housing communities. Mm-hmm. It's not really like that over there. It's like...
Have you ever been to downtown Grand Prairie?
Yeah.
Like, down Maine? Mm-hmm. That's I kind of get that vibe of Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense because it's still kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that big main street, like, that kind of reminds me of, like, a Kansas town like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, even, like, how big Grand Prairie is, it's fucking huge compared to Garden.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a weird-ass place where we ended up at.
Yeah, right.
Now we're here.
Yeah.
Yay.
Like, what else would I be, you know? Kind of hard to leave anywhere farther.
I like Colorado.
I wouldn't do it.
No?
I don't like the snow.
Mountains?
Mountains are cool, but the weather over there, cold most of the year.
I prefer it cold, to be honest.
Really?
But I don't think I would leave Texas.
But well, I guess you've really never had experience like heavy snow.
Oh, I used to live in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Fucking knees deep in snow, yeah.
But they got good pizza there, so that's kind of a good reason to live.
I guess.
Denver, or like, yeah, Denver ain't known for anything.
Just weed.
Yeah. Weed, and that's it.
Sure, you can get that shit
here. You can get that shit here.
Yeah.
It ain't the same. Like,
yeah, it's more expensive over there.
I mean,
there's
it's more
a thrill
expensive.
About it here, though.
Yeah, there is a
getting
thrill.
Caught.
The cops looking over your shoulder. The
drug runs.
The paranoia.
Crime is fun.
Scared if you're going to get, you know.
Drug test.
Shiesteed out of your weed. What if it's not enough?
Tell me, they skimp you.
You smoke something that's laced.
Some Reggie.
You think there's a higher chance of getting something laced, like in places where it's illegal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. You have a higher chance of getting laced here than going to Colorado. But like, it's fucked up because like, yeah, Colorado, they're like taxing super heavy on the weed and shit. But, like, even here, like, people would rather take the chances of getting it from a low-level dude than trying to find somebody who would bring that shit over from anywhere, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be more expensive, though, right?
It would be more expensive, but it's like the whole thing of just like the waiting for the plug to get back with it. Because sometimes they'll say like, oh, well, I'm going to be going next week or whatever. And then like it's kind of hard to try to depend on somebody from who's shipping from another state.
Black markets are crazy.
You guys tried the Fenty?
No.
What?
The Fet? No.
We should do that next episode.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I like the memes where they're like how they talk about how cops act when they get exposed, or not exposed, when they get near fentanyl, they like over dramatic with the reaction.
You remember that one girl that got like started ODing because they did a traffic stop, so it was a girl cop, and I guess she came in contact with it. She started ODing.
Oh yeah, that's the one I'm talking. That's one of the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, she just fell to the ground and just started
like she actually.
Because I think she touched it or some
shit. She said she touched it, but like when they came back, I was like, oh. You had an anxiety attack.
Oh. Damn, they get hit with that Narcan. They're like, they just lose their breath.
I don't know. Drugs are weird.
Speaking of drugs, they announced a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Willie Nelson is finally getting in. I thought that was pretty cool.
Was he not in?
No, he wasn't. Crazy. That's why I was like, what the fuck?
He tried to live in Tennessee, right? And like some crazy shit happened to him and he moved back to Texas. Is that him?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was.
That was the movie.
Because he's a Texan guy, right?
Yeah, he's from here.
Okay, so I think he tried to live in Nashville. And what happened? It was an accident with a gun. And he's like, nah, I'm out of here. And he came back to Texas. So he wasn't there for very long. That's all I know about Willie Nelson. Hmm. Some information for y'all. Do you know anything about Willie Nelson?
No.
You?
I've seen him act.
What
was he in?
Yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard with Johnny Knoxville.
Knoxville was in that
good. It wasn't a good.
I liked it.
Adaptation.
I liked it. Wasn't bad.
So it wasn't the OG.
No.
It Dukes of Hazzard. Johnny Knoxville. The guy from
American Pie?
Yeah, what's his name? Stifler, and then Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson, yeah.
So was it a comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it funny?
Yeah, they were just some good old boys.
Being racist.
With the fucking Confederate flag on top of the car.
And then they show up in the hood with the car. That shit's funny.
I don't know. My dad liked that show, but I don't think he understood the
flag. Oh, what's it called in Spanish?
The flag?
No, the fucking the Dukes of Hazzard. They have a name for it in Spanish. I forgot what it is.
Los Duques? I don't know.
The Hazard? All right,
You never seen Dukes of Hazzard?
They had a gray or an orange charger.
Yeah.
The General Lee.
That's all I can remember is like these two rednecks had a car with the Confederate flag on, and they would just cause a lot of havoc in the town. Like that's. What I thought the plot
there
was.
There's this cop that hated him and nobody chased him, and then
Hazzard County. The Dukes, they're the Dukes, the Duke boys.
Los Dukes de la Suerte?
I think so, yeah.
Los Duques del Peligro?
Boss Hogg? No. He was
El Sheriff?
He was
El Sheriff Chiflado? I guess that's España. Hispanoamérica? Los Boss Duques Hogg. Del Peligro?
Los Duques?
Damn, so he was in the new Dukes of Hazzard spinoff thing. I don't remember that.
That was like 2007?
Yeah, 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
That's when movies were great.
What good movies came out of that year?
Shrek? No.
Superbad?
Yeah. 2007 to like 2012 was like really good for like comedy movies for some reason. Mm-hmm. The ones that I like.
Judd Apatow he was making a lot of good movies then. Like Knocked Up,
Knocked Up, Superbad. The movies with Jonah Hill were pretty good.
Yeah.
What was going on in 2008 in the soccer world? Let's get Lewis in this.
What was Messi doing?
I don't think I watched soccer back then. Well, I did, but not.
No, but now, like, you know, now. History of soccer, no?
2008.
Ronaldinho was still around, though?
Yeah, he was.
Chicharito?
What World Cup was
he was playing in Manchester United.
Chicharito Senior, right?
What?
Isn't that his dad is a Chicharito too?
Yeah, but he's not that old.
Oh, but so this Chicharito was playing?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Okay. He had gone from Chivas to Manchester United.
Fuck the Chivas,
which was
huh?
a huge move because it's like, that's crazy. You're going from the low-ass Mexican league to the biggest team in the world at the time.
Where's David Manu? Beckham during this time?
I think he was at PSG in Paris.
That sounds familiar.
David Beckham?
Yeah.
He's a really famous,
beautiful.
No, actually, he might have been here.
He's already playing in the U.S., brother?
USA team?
Because he's old as shit now, right? Like, he's like, he got to be like 50 or 40-something at least.
I don't know where the hell he was, but yeah, at some point he came to play in Los Angeles.
Mm.
Okay.
How old were you in 2008?
I was 11.
You're 11 too, I guess?
12. Oh,
he was 12. 12. What was I, 9?
Yeah.
No, I'm from 99. Yeah.
That's crazy how I said that. Like, those movies, those were movies I wasn't supposed to be watching. Like, we were not supposed to be watching those movies at that age. But
man, I was just watching like SpongeBob and shit like that. Like, I didn't know about the HBO like porn shows and movies.
Oh, all late.
You missed it. You missed a great time.
Hell no, I'm a saint.
Time I got caught one time.
Really?
No
way.
Yeah.
Meet out.
Yeah.
You had a meet out?
Oh.
Wait, so your mom or dad?
My mom. Oh.
Damn,
the worst person to catch me.
Were you about to come?
No. Nah.
Were you about to
come? It was building up. No. It was on the climb. No.
Were you in your basement?
Yeah, I was in my room. I had a TV in my room.
And you had that shit too loud?
You're
or?
Like fully naked? Nah. You just had your dick out or what?
I was under the blankets.
Oh, okay.
And then fucking the TV like faced the door. So she came in, she was like, she's like, what the fuck are you watching? And I'm like,
girl, just fucking going harder.
Shaking about to come. He's like,
Yeah, those hella biddies out on the TV.
Really?
That's crazy.
Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a Latina and a black lady.
Oh, interracial.
Yeah. It was crazy.
My type.
I'm all traumatized, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when did that happen?
Shit. How old was that? I don't know.
2008?
2008, yeah.
Man.
That was the Skinamax days. No.
Skinamax.
Skinamax.
I know one time, I haven't told anybody this, but one time.
I never told anybody that.
I took the basement.
Is it hot in here?
So.
No, you're all nervous. That's why.
Like, this is the bed, right? I'm laying like this, and the stairs to the basement are parallel with me. So, man, I don't know how I was beating it because I didn't get good service down there and I didn't have a phone. So it was either memory.
Just imagination.
Or I had my mom's phone.
Yeah.
Something, but I was under the sheets and I was going crazy. And I started to fucking, you know,
convulsing.
Oh. And when that started happening, my mom started walking down the stairs, bro. Oh. And I was like, grab all the covers and I was just like this. And I was just talking to her like this, and I'm just full of fucking shit everywhere.
You're smoking fire hydrant down there?
And fire hydrant. And she was asking me some bullshit, too. And I was like, and she walked away. You know, she went back up the stairs, and I'm just full of cum, bro. And I'm like, damn, I need to get out of here.
It's time.
Imagine if she caught me, bro.
So you never been caught?
No.
Dan hasn't caught you?
Dan?
My brother caught me, too. Shit.
Oh, my God.
He don't knock, dude. He does not. When I lived with him.
Were you going crazy or what?
Well, I mean.
Like, legs sprayed out, just fucking cranking your shit down.
Fucking butt plug in. Yeah.
Like, how do you do it? Do you take your pants off in shorts or do you put them, like, down to your knees?
Depends on what situation I'm in.
Like, at your brother's house, because you know people are around, so you got to keep low key.
I'm in my room. That room didn't have a lock either.
So you were butt-ass naked.
That was already the first sign that you didn't need to do that. If the door didn't have a fucking
lock. Where else am I supposed to do it? Where else am I supposed to do it?
The restroom.
The restroom?
Yes. Yeah.
It's loud in there.
Turn the fan on.
It has a lock, though.
Yeah, but obviously they can hear me fucking jerking it if it's all loud.
Turn on the water on.
Turn the fan. Take an earphone in. You're set.
Okay, the thing is, do I not deserve my privacy? Whenever, who doesn't knock when they're going to somebody else's room?
His house.
You just ask.
I paid rent,
and we're Hispanics.
I paid rent. Yeah,
what we're the Hispanics. Fuck? They don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
My mom would always knock in my room.
Really?
Nobody knocked in my fucking house.
My mom would always like leave the door open.
I mean, she wouldn't knock and wait for permission. She'd knock to and let then, me know yeah, that I'm coming. Yeah.
Knock and then come in. Yeah, not knock to ask.
Yeah. Nah, he fucking barged in like he was a fucking FBI dude. Goddamn DEA coming in my room.
So were you butt ass naked when you walked in?
Yeah. I mean, obviously my pants were off. I didn't just have my zipper down. Up,
hunched over the bed, just like this. Oh fucking
God, over fucking the bed,
over a magazine.
Fucking the mattress.
So yeah, were you? How'd you do it on your phone? Memory magazine.
Yeah, phone.
Phone.
Yeah, this was recent.
Pornhub.
Probably.
Or X videos.
I never used that shit.
Pornhub was good until. Like really cracked down.
Took off all of the
You came on here and fucking ranted about it.
Did I really?
Yeah. A while. It was last year, right?
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
Man.
You see the shit in Utah?
What, they banned porn?
They banned Pornhub. No, Utah is going to make it like a law where you have to show your ID in order to get on to porn sites.
Tell me they have to be verified?
So you have to like.
And I don't know how you show your ID to go to a website, but that's the law that they're making.
Probably ask for a driver's license number.
A picture of it, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's I think Pornhub was like, we're just gonna cut all servers off in Utah. I think that's what they did.
Get a VPN.
Honestly, right, yeah. There's gonna be like porn parties.
They just have DVDs again.
It's pretty good.
$5 to get in, you guys get to watch porn for 5 hours.
A porn theater? Damn, five hours?
That's what porn theaters are for,
yeah.
Right?
That's what they used to be.
Those are a thing.
Don't they have one here?
They still have one.
There's one off 35.
What's that sex store we went to?
Where?
Oh, New Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a theater. I've never been in it, though.
Should we go for the pod?
That picture's all fucking grimy in there, bro.
We got to go with slimy some fucking
in there. This is for the pod.
Wipes and shit.
I'm actually down to like, go see what it's like.
Yeah, you have to wear a poncho. You're gonna get rained on.
A poncho.
I mean, we just got some, God. So we'll be good.
But like the plastic ones, these absorb.
Nah, but there's this place that I pass by all the time on my way to work and from work, called Bliss.
Yeah.
And Maria and I googled it once. Nah, that's some crazy shit goes down in there. Apparently.
Really? Like sex parties?
I think so.
Supposedly,
like one of the reviews that Maria read.
Reading reviews,
because every time we pass by it, and she would notice it too. Like, yo, that place is always packed.
Damn.
We passed by it on the way home today, and it was packed
at 7 in the morning
on a Sunday.
Yes,
they should go to church, bro. Damn,
and I was telling her
that
like,
is their church.
They're probably going there for the to go sin right before church, and then go to church and ask for brickies.
Go confess.
They got good breakfast specials, I bet too.
Boy, they got the lobster.
Yeah, but one of the reviews was like. I love to cross dress and come here and like I guess get fucked.
Damn, that's scary. You gotta watch out.
Holy shit.
Let's pull up.
Yeah, I think we should definitely go for the laughs.
You know what I wanna get?
Oh yeah, I just wanna go see. No.
I wanna buy one of those silicone asses.
Yeah, we're not. We're not doing that, buddy.
You know how hard that'd be?
I don't care.
For yourself?
Yeah.
No, for the pod. For research.
Just have it right here.
Do everything for the pod.
Let me just bring it around with me, too, and put it in a backpack. Like, oh, I need to go use the restroom real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think that's illegal.
To bring a sex toy with you?
Just everywhere, yeah.
Why would it be?
Is illegal or not?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but like if somebody, little kid sees it, they'll, oh, God.
Imagine my mom's like, because my mom would go through my bag, because like if I visit, she'll want to wash my clothes. So she'll go through my bag. Imagine she just open it. It's just a big, like ebony ass.
Damn, you mold your own ass?
So I can fuck myself?
Somebody has done it.
That shit would be flat as hell.
Somebody has definitely done it.
Some narcissistic fuck.
That's
so
insane.
In love with themselves.
I bet Kevin Gates would do it.
Some bussy.
On some spiritual shit. Some bussy.
Oh, God.
No, for real. Did y'all see the shit about Sprady Gibbs, though?
No. You keep saying it, though.
It's funny because it's basically this girl who says that she's pregnant by Freddie Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
She says that first she said that he's a deadbeat and all that other shit, but then she said she had a picture of him spreading his ass on her phone, and people started calling him Sprady Gibbs.
I think I saw academics posting about
him. I'm sure he said something because they don't like each other, I don't think. But yes,
I want him to get his ass beat. Academics? Yeah. I don't like that guy.
Him and the people, them bike niggas in New York. I want them
to watch out.
I want them.
There's a video of some guy like about to beat the shit out of
apparently there's multiple ones of these guys. Like, it's not the same guy.
One guy got exposed.
They all fucking sound the same to me.
Yeah, and they all sound the same, but like apparently they're like different.
Like, hey, I'm walking.
He's all like, nice bike lane, dumbass, or something.
Wrong way, stupid.
Yeah.
Way to hold up traffic, dumb fuck.
There's like this one like old like Asian lady just trying to walk across the street and he yelled at her like crazy. I'm like, damn, bro.
Chill out. They said he wore fedoras and I knew that I knew exactly how he looked.
It's people that wear fedoras to intimate gatherings.
He's wearing a fedora, he's on a bike, and then the nigga had gloves on too, but like the fingerless gloves. Mm. That's a deadly combo.
What do you think he does for work?
He doesn't work. That's the thing. He doesn't.
Who, the bike guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bike guy. He can't possibly.
He has to have money somehow. New York's expensive.
New York is expensive.
Shit.
Have you been?
No, I don't want to go, to be honest. That place does not look appealing to me at all.
I just like the whole aesthetic.
That or
like
LA. LA does not look
appealing to me. Bro, they're both dirty as fuck.
A walking city seems fun.
I want to go to the comedy club down there.
They're not walking cities.
New York is.
They say New York is, but like the the infrastructure of it is so fucking, it doesn't make sense to me.
The show's built in like 17 something.
Actually, I would want to go just to see the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty, but that's it.
Oh, that would be cool.
Ellis Island?
Yeah.
I want to go to Japan, and I'm making it my mission to go next year.
That'd be
in
badass.
Like April.
To go to Japan? Hell yeah.
Because I think April is like when the cherries are blossoming, the cherry blossoms.
Are you going to Nagasaki?
I don't know. I'm going to go somewhere. I want to see Mount Fuji. I want to see Tokyo. I want to go see the Shibuya crossing.
Time you going to try and drift it, huh?
You know that was all CGI?
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
The whole thing was CGI.
I didn't know that.
They weren't even in Japan filming that shit.
Really?
What movie?
Tokyo Drift.
You're lying.
No way.
Yeah.
What? I don't even like the movie no more.
No, I don't know if they're... I think they were, but that the Shibuya drifting scene is fake. It's all CGI.
They were in Japan, though.
They couldn't get the permits to...
They have to have been in Japan.
They had to be in Japan. There's no way they were not in Japan.
Yeah.
The whole movie's just fucking all on a green screen.
Shot in Wisconsin or something.
When they're playing soccer on the roof, you can't tell me they weren't on a roof.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that today.
When do you not watch any of the Fast and Furious movies?
It's been a while. It's been a few months.
Has a new one came out?
May 19th, I think.
Oh, man. That's next weekend.
That was insane.
Is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, in 2 weeks.
Well, in 2 weeks, yeah.
You guys want to go?
No.
No, that shit was trash.
Damn.
You dragged me to see the last one, and I did not like that.
Yeah, they went to space. That was crazy.
That was fucking... I can't even remember why they went there.
I really don't remember either.
What are you going to space for?
It was Ludacris and fucking...
And Tyrese.
And a Dan Fiero.
Damn. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen him since like the 8th.
Damn.
Money.
Well, you're only one behind.
7th, maybe. All
right, guys. Nearing the end of our show. Let's get into our last segment of the evening. You know what we should do? We should make a song. All three of us.
I'm down.
We have a producer. We have a singer.
Why the fuck do I have to be the singer?
Because you have your family background in singing.
That don't mean that I can do it.
I know you're gifted. We just need to get it out of you.
And beat the gift out of me.
And I'll be the ad-lib guy.
Nah, you got to be the rapper.
The rapper?
I want to hear Chuma do some ad-libs.
Money.
Bro, have you heard that Mr. Krabs song? Mr. Krabs and Squidward? Oh,
yeah. Nigga dropped the whole album as Dude, Mr. Krabs.
Really?
So
yes.
Hard, bro.
He's not even on TikTok.
I
should
have made
know.
That my song of the week.
I heard it.
Oh, you did?
On Reels.
God damn it.
A week late.
For I heard real. It. I'm in time.
Earlier, I was talking about the Hall of Fame stuff for rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't let me finish to say who else won. I mean, not who else won, who else got...
Oh, we know. Your boyfriend.
Well, there's other people. Missy Elliott. Was he Elliott. Not
in it? Oh, yeah, I saw you post about
Missy
it.
Elliott, fucking A Tribe Called Quest, Chaka Khan. Like, that's fucking crazy, bro.
A Tribe Called Quest in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you feel like they deserve it?
Because
what I think of Tribe Called Quest, I think hip-hop.
Yeah, like for what? Like what albums?
So I saw a lot of racism. Every year, anytime anyone black gets introduced into the Hall of Fame and it's like rap related, they be like, But if you look at it now, like how big hip hop is now, like those dudes are definitely like what we would have considered rock stars back then. Back in the day, I would have been like, yeah, that's not rock and roll. But like, that shit is pretty rock and roll. Like,
very influential.
Yeah. So I'm like, I think, I don't know about Tribe, but Missy Elliott, yeah. Chaka Khan, yeah. For sure. There's also, who else got put in?
George Michael.
Well, of course.
And he said.
Kate Bush. I didn't. People said that she only got in because the Stranger Things made that song popular. Is that true? I never even heard that song.
So that song blew up. Because we were watching Stranger Things and that song blew up like crazy. Next thing you know, it was all over TikTok and people were doing a dance to it.
There was a dance to that?
I think.
I just saw like people like making videos to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the same thing with the Dogface when he brought back that one song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also Rage Against the Machine. They got intro. They're in the thing this year. They definitely deserve it. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Can we vote? Like, do we vote? Is that how they get in?
Yeah, we were supposed to vote. Now, I don't think they... So that's what I see people saying, which it makes sense. They had the voting thing, and then a lot of the groups who were top in the voting didn't get picked by fan voting. So, like, Cyndi Lauper, she was in the top of the votes. Iron Maiden and Soundgarden was supposed to.
Don't know any of them.
Ooh, buddy. But they deserve to be in there for sure. But they just didn't get picked this year, and a lot of people were kind of pissed off about that.
Do you think there's ever like a too late to be inducted?
Music is
fucking
timeless.
Willie Nelson, bro. That is way too late.
He's alive though.
Yeah, but like that man is
George Michael. He's been dead for.
Yeah, but there's a criteria. You have to be nominated. You have to your first album had to come out 25 years or 20 years before. You're able to be eligible to be nominated in. So you have to. It takes a while for you to get there. But Willie Nelson, that's too long.
Well, let's put an album out. Wait 25 years. We should make a song.
What would your song be?
I'm down, yeah.
I don't know. We need something with vocals, a hard-ass tight beat, and then something me and Chuma can go back-to-back on.
I feel like I would have a crazy-ass flow.
Think so?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm a ghostwriter because I can't write shit.
I'm prolific, dude.
Are you still producing on that laptop?
I haven't done anything with music in a while, to be honest.
Dude, what's going on?
The wedding?
Okay, that's fair enough.
I've been really busy.
Wedding, three jobs, two dogs, two cats, you know?
Yeah.
I have another cat now because I'm babysitting it for my friend.
No fucking way.
Really? Oh, what kind of dog is a cat? What kind of cat is it?
A yellow cat.
Yeah.
We just have him in our room.
Is he lazy?
No.
No, he's pretty hyper.
Yeah, he's pretty hyper.
What happened to that black cat?
Which one?
The one that showed up to that party one day.
You guys were taking care of it because it was a stray cat.
It was like, yeah, and then y'all put it, I think y'all said y'all put it on Ring or something.
Oh, I think Maria gave it to one of her friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, what are we starting off with?
Broke Boys by Drake.
Hopping in, bitch, and I start the V. Snakes in the grass, so they harder to see. My brother would give up his life to the O. He told me he'd go be a martyr for me. Said that she ready to corner the six. I hit up Pauline to charter the P. Ain't really leave, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm riding around in Atlanta with Sav, cause that nigga been going harder than me. Nothing to change, I'm just harder to please. Ferrari is making an SUV. We ain't got a choice, we ordering these. Shout out Noel for recording the V's. He know where this shit about to go. She
could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Her body counting who she fuck ain't never my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house.
We back at it again.
Yo. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Except for some her time and all her love, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a y'all. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. I shook your hand, I don't respect, don't call me king. I'm not your twin, I'm not your brother, we just met. See, I won't purchase, no Birkin. Got hobbies, got purpose, got dumpers, I'm perfect. Yeah, Kelly Green wagon look better when the gloom out. Canary shine brighter in the dark, I bought the moon out. The plane fly better when it's just me and the pilot. Tuition for the mileage, it's worth it for the silence. There he go, he cast bras like radio. Shit your lady knows, this young T like baby clothes. And I got that five, and I got good dick. Guap long, dick long, plus I look good, bitch. She could rob my face, I don't want nothing in return. Because if she get off, then I get off, that's my concern. I'm trying to buy my neighbor house and turn it to a yard. If you don't know my grandma name, then we ain't really dogs, bitch. That's a lot of motherfucking necklace. 5, 6, 7 is a figure for a set list.
You like Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, that was Dogtooth by Young T.
what you call him? Young T?
Young T. Yeah, no.
I know you had his shoes.
He goes so hard, bro. Yeah. T. He has some really good music.
TC. Fuck yeah.
TC.
TTC.
I thought it was, yeah, TTC technically, yeah. Right?
I would go to a Camp Flognaw, but.
Boy, them tickets probably expensive.
Damn.
Where's it at, California?
Down to go, yeah. Fucking down. He's gonna have it again this year.
When I was like, fuck, I was like a sophomore. We went to House of Blues. He was performing. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking raw. Like, goddamn, he had just performed in like, fuck, it was like Houston or like somewhere here in Texas. Probably and Houston. Then he went to jail for fucking inciting a riot. And then he got out and came straight here. So the show was late.
What year was this?
Fuck.
What album was it?
It was Wolf. Was it Wolf? I can't remember.
I feel like it was. Was that Bastard or? Well, wait, it was before Bastard. Wait. Bastard's, no, that Bastard
Bastard's
is
the
first
one. And then it's Wolf.
What comes after Wolf?
Cherry Bomb. I think. Yeah.
And I don't know. That was crazy or what?
Yeah, fuck yeah. We took drugs and we were in the pit. South. Bro, I came out sweating. Like, I had a sweater on. The whole thing was just fucking drenched. Just like
inciting another riot?
Yeah. Like, he mentioned it and he was like, but fuck him and shit like that. Like,
but fuck him?
But fuck him, yeah.
Damn.
He was like, fuck the cops and shit like that. But I don't know. He was really wild back then. He's changed a lot. He's grown as an artist. I like to see it.
Love it and love it. Let's go to Camp Flognaw.
I'm down.
All right, what's next?
We got No More Lies by Thundercat and Tame Impala.
Ooh. Thundercat sing or did he just play the bass?
Are you joking?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, he also sings.
Damn, does he have a heavenly voice? Was that him singing?
Bro, that's why I'm asking, are you joking? Because have you not heard any of the Thundercat songs?
I only know of them because of you.
But he sings on all of his songs. That's what I'm not...
I've never really heard a Thundercat song.
He had one of the, like, most trending songs on TikTok.
Which one?
Them Changes. Them Changes, and then he did Dragon Ball Durag. Then he did...
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't either.
Jesus, okay.
Check him out later. You see, they pulled up to Boy Black's show last night? Or the other day?
Oh, Anderson .Paak, yeah.
Anderson .Paak and Thundercat.
That's crazy, yeah. Oh, that is... Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Who show?
Boy Black, the DJ at MMU. One of the DJs at MMU.
Really?
I see him and I'm like, I'm doing okay. Because he's 30 and he just turned 30, but like, I feel like he's still feeling like a kid, and like still having fun painting, DJing. He's into like anime and what is it? Yu-Gi-Oh? No.
Beyblade.
I don't want to disrespect his name, but yeah, he's a cool guy. I want to be friends with him.
You're on your own timeline, dude.
Don't you have a picture with him?
Or is that Black? Dan? I don't think any of us do. Oh, no, I think, yeah, no, Dan.
Somebody took a picture
Dan
with him.
At MMU. Dan, or It'll Do.
Yeah, It'll Do. Yeah, that's the night I asked him if he DJs weddings.
That's the shit that kind of like, why don't you answer us, you know? Because we DM'd him.
I did DM him, yeah. Twice, I think.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So it's like, why not answer, you know?
But, I mean...
He feels insulted.
I kind of feel like I wouldn't have hired him.
It'd be nice to know the
like price. That was that was an in the moment thing. Like, oh damn, it'd be badass to have him at my wedding.
Plus, it was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, you asked him last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Damn.
When we were like just starting to go. Well, when I was just starting to go to MMU and stuff.
The little minus thing just popped up for me, like in The Sims when people are not friends anymore. Or they lose friendship points.
Well, I like you get. Yeah, I just got the ick from me.
Yeah, no, I got the ick from him.
Oh,
it's
Boy
not
Black.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's like, thought you're for the community, bro.
The community.
I don't know. I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep.
He probably just hasn't seen it. Because
to me, it's like, are you acting like you shouldn't go through your DMs, or are you choosing who you see?
He probably just doesn't go through them. I mean,
did it say he read it?
No.
Mind
it.
Well, actually, I don't know. Let's find out.
I thought you don't want to speak bad on his name, dude.
I don't, but it's like, damn, bro. Like, we're your supporters, you know?
I don't think they're speaking bad. I think it's just like...
I'm not trying to be, like, obligated to, like, him talking to us, but, like...
That's what I heard.
If we're trying to support you, support you, you know, in your craft and, you know, get you some money in your pocket, because that's what you
love
to
do.
Yeah,
he did see it.
Okay, that makes it a lot worse.
Okay, post that. No.
I don't know when he saw it.
Post it, tag him.
Damn, did he see mine? I don't know if I have those DMs.
Well, I think, because it shows, like, his face.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I probably deleted him because I didn't want to.
You didn't want to get embarrassed by seeing.
No, yeah. mine are just seen a scent.
Yeah, he saw it the next day.
Minus one follower.
Oh, yeah. See, now that's not cool.
He didn't even see mine.
He's probably all fucking hungover, dude.
Omar's in the spam.
For real.
You in the archives?
That's fine though. I probably wouldn't.
Maybe the next.
If I did hire him, I'd regret it. To be honest.
Damn.
Why do you think you would regret it?
Because I was, like, really into house music back then, but now...
Not anymore. It was a phase.
Not really, yeah.
Just
like,
a phase.
Fuck, already
like,
paid
I enjoy
him.
It, but I don't think I'll have it at my wedding.
Yeah, fuck, already paid him.
What, does Maria like it like that?
No.
Oh. Then, yeah, that's a waste of money.
Good thing. Well, like, I enjoy it. I wouldn't have it at my wedding, though.
Y'all got a DJ?
Yeah, we got one.
DJ only.
We got a
homie?
Pretty popular one, apparently. My parents fucking DM'd this DJ that's always on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
DJ Lazy Boy? That's his name.
What the fuck?
Who does he play for?
I don't know. He's on some radio station.
Nebraska Furniture Mart? Lazy Boy? Get it, huh?
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Kill myself, huh?
I wouldn't have caught that. I'm dumb.
You're witty. I'll give you that. Witty ass dude.
Look at this witty ass dude.
I'm going to kill myself out of this.
No.
How are you going to do it, though?
In a witty way?
My gun is in my car.
That's a pussy way to go out.
Whoa. I mean, the quickest way to go out, though.
Fly off a bridge.
Honestly, it's the best way.
I don't know. If I were to do it, I would do it a cool way. Like,
that's pretty cool.
I would manipulate someone before I do it, though.
Dang. Manipulate someone to kill you?
I would make someone feel guilty about me killing myself.
I'd probably call the cops. Oh,
my mom would feel really
call
bad.
Call the cops to my house. Then when they show up, just fucking come out at them with a fake gun, just straight running at them.
That's so mean, dude. That's the meanest thing
you can
do.
That is a crazy way to go out, but you're getting shot. So I can see.
Well, yeah, it's assisted suicide.
I'd jump off like the state or the big ass.
No, but you're right, because you could traumatize the fucking
cop. They're
going
to feel so guilty.
They do not feel guilty.
No, I'm sure they do.
I want to jump off the big building.
You have to shoot somebody because they're coming at you, and then you're like,
and then
you
find out like it's a fucking
yeah.
Toy gun.
He did that.
I would feel like shit.
He wanted me to kill him.
I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's so traumatic. Oh my, I'd feel bad. I feel fucking terrible. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, this is DPD though.
If somebody if somebody broke into my house, I'd fucking shoot him.
I'd probably jump off the building, but I'd OD, so I'd die in the air.
What
the fuck?
Wait, yeah. How are you gonna OD that quick though?
You don't OD that fast.
What are you going to take?
All right, well, I'm going to wait until I start OD'ing. And then until
you start
over.
Feeling your fucking heart and then just and fucking jump off.
I'll get a nice, badass view of DFW and then
just takes out. So much fat and you're sitting on the end, on the edge, and then you're just going to fall over naturally.
Yeah,
you just fall asleep and then by then you don't even feel the fall.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm not trying to do, feel it.
I mean, someone's going to have to clean all that up, though.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Put a trash can back there so I land straight in the trash can.
It'll be fucking awful if you somehow survive the OD and survive the fucking fall.
There's no way. That sounds like some Kurt Cobain shit.
God's like, nah, not yet. And I'm just
now
you
got to deal with your consequences.
Fuck, dude.
I would be mad at God if I was trying to kill myself and I stayed here.
It's like, really? I really do have a mission here?
Like, really, bro?
You can still hear and feel everything, but you can't move.
Oh, God.
No, that's torture.
That's torture. Exactly.
Because I can't tell someone to kill me.
Exactly.
Link
There's
twice.
No way, to, honestly. Yeah.
Link twice if you want to die.
Yeah, come on.
I'll try to ride my motorized scooter off like some bridge. Or on 35. Find my way to 35 in oncoming traffic. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. This is my song Amanecer by some Mexican DJ. He does techno. I don't know. All right, everyone. See you guys next
later.
Week.